Okay, good morning. So we're holding Chaf Dalet Amud Beis by the bottom, by the two dots. This is today's daf, fish daf is daf chafei. Amar Rav Huna. Ha'isaklis chagura amasnav. If his chagura is, let's say his shirt, his cloak, was wrapped around his hip, so he's unclothed from the waist up, but his erev is covered. Mutlik is krishma, he's mutzei krishma. Tayyam hachi, ha'isalisai, shal beged, v'shal ar, v'shal sak, chagura amasnav. If he had a talus, whatever it's made out of, whether it's cloth, whether it was leather, whether it's sackcloth, if it's around his hips, he's mutzei krishma, even though his upper body is exposed, it's mutzei krishma, because even before, this is actually better than before, we had the idea of liba rosa erva, right? That's only if he's had a covering between his head and his neck. So liba rosa erva over here, actually he's not liba rosa erva, because he's covered, he's girded by his waist, but he happens to be, his upper body is uncovered, that's going to be okay. He can say krishma, says him on top of chav him and alf, avalutfila, but for Shemar Esrei, his heart has to be covered. His upper body cannot be bare chested. He has to be covered. Look at top Rashi. We've had this idea before. Shemar Esrei is a different madriga. Besides for the ideas, you have to have kavanah by Shema. It has to be proper. You can't be makam erva. It can't be makam atinuf. But Shemar Esrei has an additional element of besides for saying words that have to be said in a lofty place. You have to visualize oneself as if he's standing in front of an actual king. Kriyishma does not have that. By Kriyishma, it's actually ironic because Kriyishma, what are you doing? You're being makabel o malchus shemayim, but you're not necessarily being aimed in front of the king. Shemar Esrei is aimed in front of the king. We spoke enough kavanah earlier. It needs a higher level of kavanah. We had earlier this that you need a higher level of kavanah for Shemar Esrei necessarily than you need for Shema. You should know the Perish Amilim, but you don't necessarily need the same level of Kavanah. But Shemar Esrei, you need a higher level of Kavanah. Here's another Afkmina, the way one's dressed. He's Aim Lefei HaMakam. He has to be dressed in a way that he's standing in front of a king. Bare chested doesn't count. There's actually a Shaila that's brought down by Reb Zilberstein in the Chashuki Chemed. He brings down a Shaila. Let's say a person's by a beach. He's by a beach and he realizes he's in the water. He realizes the sun's about to set. Ski, he didn't have Minchiyat. So what should he do? Should he daven? He's wearing a bathing suit. Should he daven with his chest uncovered, or should he skip davening? Now he says, unbelievable, he says that, obviously talking about kids, he doesn't have enough time to quickly cover up. So he says that you should better not daven, which is a massive chiddush, because he says, even though, halach l'maisa, if you did daven mincha, you'd be yaitza. This idea that you should not daven with a bare chest doesn't make you not yaitza b'dievid. It's supposed to be really so emeveh melech, and therefore, you're supposed to daven in a proper attire. But without it, you'd still be yaitza davening. You'd still be yaitza davening. But he says, here's a big insight, that even though b'dievid you'd be yaitza, since the chachamim said not to daven this way, it's better to not daven the chachila, miss davening, if you do a makeup later, but you miss daven chachila, than to daven in a way that you, even though you have to be daven, against the way the chachamim says. And he brings the yisrael over there, that tevi chachamim, chaviv, and sometimes the words of chachamim, we treat them with more chavivus, we're more careful than even, let's say, the words of the Torah, where a b'dievin may be yitzah by chachamim, you don't want to go against the words of chachamim, and therefore, lechatchila, one should not daven if he's uncovered. If he did, he'd be yitzah, but better to skip initially. Okay. Right, I said, yeah, l'chayra. You have to know if that fits. It depends. What else happened to him that day? Is that called an einus? But yes, if assuming it's under the, it's considered an einus, he'd be able to do a tashlumen later. Okay. So that's my right. Rav Huna, shechem nechus b'tefillin. Basically, so what if the guy forgot and he went to the washroom while wearing his tefillin and he's defecating now? So he puts his hands on his tefillin until he finishes going to the washroom. Where's bothered? He's allowed to stay there with the tefillin on until he finishes. Why is that a finish? We don't mean mamish finish. We mean that if a person is leaving himself in spurts, he finishes the first discharge, then he has to clean up and make sure to take the tefillin off right away. He doesn't get to sit there until he's completely finished his whole bowel movement. In fact, Marv lifts it out to leak him. Why even that? Why let him, the second he realizes he's wearing tefillin, and he's, by the way, just to make a clean point. Today we wear tefillin just when we daven. We spoke that a few times. Back then they wore tefillin all day. Not that it can't happen today, but it's much less likely. The reason why this is more likely back then, they were wearing tefillin all day as part of their. They wore tefillin even when they ate outright, they ate tefillin. Only when they ate kavua, we said they didn't wear tefillin, and because the shash getting drunk. But otherwise they wore tefillin all day, so it's more common idea. It says the gemara of lipstick lal to lake up. So if okay, he's sitting in the washroom, he realizes he's wearing tefillin, let him get up right away. Why even let him finish the first spurt of whatever he's doing? If a person is relieving himself gedalim, excrement, and he pulls it back, it doesn't let him come out. He's opening himself to a sickness called hadrakim, which they say a taisha's dropsy. Sila nachayzer by urine, if he forced it back, maybe as adam lide yurakim. He brings himself to a potential disease called yurakim, which they taisha's jaundice. So he's opening himself to diseases. So to hold it back in what he's in the middle of doing, that we say no. So he has to, whatever he's in the middle of doing that moment, he can finish, but then to sit around and do further, that he can't do. That's the guideline. So Rashi just points out that what's going on over here? If Hadrakan and Yerakan are real sakanas, you don't have to tell me there's a kuli. Of course, sakana, makam sakana, of course you'll be able to finish. So therefore we want to say it's pashat that these things were a chash rachak. We're not talking about things that are real here and present danger. It's a concern that it could potentially lead to something dangerous. If it's not a real present danger, and still, because it's possible, that since this whole din, very key point again, since this din of not being allowed to, again, davening next to Tzaya is the right of Ayimach HaKadosh. Again, we're going to quote it in the end of today's daf, we've referenced it before. But relieving oneself while wearing tefillin is not Bakavadik, but it's Issa D'Rabbanan. And therefore, since it's an Issa D'Rabbanan, even though it's a Chashash Rachik, therefore, you're allowed to finish. You finish what you've done, and you stop afterwards. But again, if it would be a sakana, then of course you'd be able to finish what you're doing. It's just because it's only a chash rachak. Do we say you can't finish? Stop this first birth, and because it's a drabbanan, we allow you to finish the first part of the process. Says Rabbi Asha, based on this, a kohen, let's say, who's in the washroom, forget about tefillin, and he finds that there's a maester, let's say, is the raisa going on, so then we wouldn't even have this kula of finishing the first spurt of what he's doing, because that would be a deraisa dikka concern. And again, we're establishing that this disease is not a real present sakana, because if it really was, it would be pasha b'matar, so the kohen would have to leave immediately. A person in tefillin can finish at least the first part of what he's doing, whereas the kohen would have to leave immediately based on this cheshbon. Okay. So it's more vayter. It's more soya al basar. If a person has soya on his flesh, ayad menachas al basic kisei. What if it's soya on his flesh or his hand is in the airspace of a basic kisei? Is he able to say kriyishma as such? Says the Gemara. Rav Huna Mutlak is kriyishma. Rav Chizkiya Amar Asalik is kriyishma. The main point over here is that it's on a different body part, as opposed to, we'll see in a second, the mouth, the heart. So is that a concern or not? The Gemara explains. Amar Rav Maitam Rav Huna Tichsiv Kol Neshama Talka. The whole neshama is talakah. So only the body parts that are related to the neshama, which is the breathing, right? So the breath, the nose, the mouth, the heart, that area is a problem. The hand in a basic kisei or tzaya somewhere else in the body is not a problem because that part is not what's davening to Hashem. Rav Chizda Amar, obviously in my case where it doesn't smell, otherwise you have a separate issue. Rav Chizda Amar, also look at kriyashma, it's usher to say kriyashma, my taima, Rav Chizda Dixiv, kalas moisei tar mar namichu meicha. My whole body davens to you. If my whole body davens to you, the whole body has to be in a makam that's clean and it itself be clean. So if it's tzaya anywhere on the body, or if there's, by the way, we'll see later in the daf also, in today's daf, that tzaya, even if it doesn't smell, there's two separate issues. Tzaya is a problem, and smell is a problem. So tzaya, even if it doesn't smell, is a problem, but we're saying, according to this, even a separate part of the body, which is not where he speaks from, would still be, according to Rav Chizda, would be a concern, because kolos maisa tamarna, itmar. Sorry? We'll see. No, that obviously is from tzaya itself. We'll see. Itmar, unless it's fully dried out. It's coming up shortly. Itmar, reich ra, sheish le'ikr. A reich ra, it has an ikr. So an odor has an ikr. As opposed to what's called a reich ra, does an ikr? Passing gas. There's no excrement right now. Person passes gas. Whereas a reich ra that has ikr is a source of excrement that where the reich ra is coming from. So a person wants to daven, how far would he have to go? Rav Huna Amar, Mark Ab Amos Vakari Kriyishma, he separates himself 4 amos from the source of the odor. So 4 amos from where the excrement is. And he says, Shema, even if it still smells over there, once he's 4 amos away from the excrement itself, it's fine. It says best if it's 4 amos behind him, like we had earlier, fine. Rav Chizda Amar, no. Mark Ab Amos, he has to distance himself 4 amos where the smell stops. You have to wait till the smell stops and go 4 amos. What's the machlekes? Back to what we said before. V'haya machanech kadosh says you cannot daven in a place where your machne, where you're davening has to be holy. The question machlekes is, what's enough to make your machna not holy? Is it the excrement itself, or is it the smell of the excrement? That's the first amount of number held. Only the excrement itself is the problem. The smell itself, as long as you're 4 amos for the excrement itself, the smell is not the problem. And Rav Chizda is saying, no, the smell itself is also a problem. Tanik of Rav Chizda, we have a price to pack some Rav Chizda. Like other Kriyashma, a person shouldn't say Kriyashma. Like I can say, so the opposite excrement of humans. Apparently, the excrement of humans is worse, has a worse odor. That of humans, we'll see in the next few lines, dogs and pigs, than of other animals. Other animals, actually, I mean, besides the fact that we use it for fertilizer and other stuff, apparently it's not as bad. Leikra Adam Kriyashma, Leikanek says Adam, Leikanek says Klavim, the excrement of dogs, Leikanek says Chazirim, of Chazir, pig, Leikanek says Targalim, or chickens. Now, Taisa points out by chickens, Taisa says chickens of like small little movements. It means like a chicken coop. A chicken coop where there's a concentration of lots of poop there, that's of chicken poop, that's a problem also. V'leik keneged ashpa, and not keneged, they take the word sayas, not keneged ashpa, that what? Sherei charad, that has a strong smell, that's also a problem. If he's in a place that's 10 tfachim higher, or I know that's tfachim, 10 tfachim lower, so it's considered a different reshus than where these smells are emanating from. Yeshiv, but see that the Kishma, he can sit on the side, and he could say Kishma, v'im lav, but if not, he cannot say Kishma. If he's not, if a place is not located 10 tefachim above below, he can't say Kriyat Shema. So what should he do if he's on the same level? Machem al Enav, he should go away to the point where he can't even see it anymore, and then he could daven. V'chein tefillah, and similar for tefillah, he has to go to a place where he can't see it for davening, for Shema or for Shema. Now here's the part that's a raya to Rav Chizda. Reich Rash Yesh Le'ikr, you have a Reich Rav that has an Ikr, if the Ikr is there, Machem Ab Amas Memakam HaReyach, black and white, he has to distance himself 4 amas from where the reach ends, that's where he has to go, not 4 amas from where the item is, but 4 amas from where the reach ends, and say Shema, that's a clear right to Rav Chizda, not like Rav Huna. So the place I discussed, we said this option of Imhaya Makam Gavaya Asar Tvachim, Einam Chasar Tvachim. So it sounds like we're saying that if he's in a different Rishus, that itself is enough. If he's in different Rishus, that's enough. So the question is, what's the pshat on that? Is the simple understanding is, when he's in different Rishus, even though we said the case of the Tzayis Adam, Tzayis Chazirim, Tzayis Klavim, it becomes okay. Why? Because once he's in different Rishus, it becomes a Reach She'en Le'ikr. Since the Iker is not a my Rishus, the smell is still here. He's just 10 tefachim higher or lower. The smell is still here, but it becomes a reach she'en le'ikr. It's a reach where it's as if it's like passing gas, reach she'en le'ikr, and a reach she'en le'ikr has much more lenient guidelines. The machlekes now is, so what happens, let's say, if a person is standing in a room, and there's a door that opens to a washroom, and the door's open. There's an open door to a washroom, and I'm diving in a room which leads right into that door, to the washroom. So, can I dive or not? Do we say, since it's a separate area, separate room, therefore it's okay? Or do we say that since the mice I could see, it's a problem? So the Rosh says, Anachami, as long as in your place there's no tzai, it's going to be okay. The Rashba says it's problematic. They explain that according to Rashba, because you need two things. You need it to be that it's not on your Rishus, and you can't see it. The Bryce even mentions, Machmal Einav, has to be you can't see it. If you can see, it's funny, because our washrooms today, Rabbi Yashua says that would apply Lach L'maisa today, that according to Rashba, you wouldn't be able to daven if the door to the washroom is open. Right? According to the Rosh, you would be able to. Rabbi Ashraf makes a which is a chiddush. Because our Rosh would say, even when the door is open, there's no tzaya there. Usually, in most scenarios, you flush the toilet, it's not sticking around. So it's a chiddush. You could think that even according to the Rashba, bezmanazeh, it shouldn't be a concern because the tzaya is not there. L'maisa, Rabbi Ashraf says that we should be concerned if there's a washroom door open that leads into a place where you're davening, you want to daven in a room next to the washroom, it's a problem, the door should be closed, according to the Rashba. According to the Rosh, not. According to the Rashba, yes. One other, agav, separate nafkmina, the place can do, it's funny. Our washrooms, I pointed out in the past couple of days already, our washrooms are probably cleaner than their kitchens back in the day, or the rest of the house for sure. Our modern-day washrooms, right? So all these halachas we're talking about, like Avi Beis Akises, L'chayr Shinopayt our washrooms, L'maisa, the place we don't find too many kulos about making brachas or davening in the washroom, is still a place that's designated for leaving oneself, and we're still machmer. However, we do find one kula that the place we discuss. Not everyone agrees to it, but Netil Sidayim. To wash tisidayim in a washroom, some paiskim allow it. Again, yeshayim, not all. Many paiskim still say it's a problem, but some paiskim allow washing one's hand tisidayim in a washroom, which is obviously something that they wouldn't have been able to do back in the day on the country. When they left their areas of relieving themselves, they would have to wash their hands specifically outside. Some are makel today that it's okay. Fine. So that's my writer. Amarava. Let's look at the Kiyad Masisa. The halacha is not like this brisa, El Kiyad that we just quoted. El Kiyad Tanya, rather, the halacha is like the following brisa. Like Adam Kriyashma, like Neged Tzayis Adam, like Neged Tzayis Chazim, like Neged Tzayis Klavim, Bizman Shinas and Ursa Sechon. So this brisa adds a caveat. You cannot say Kriyashma, Keneged, the say of Adam, of a Chazir, or of a Klavim, when there's iris placed inside them, only when there's hides placed inside them for tanning purposes, that combination leads to a very strong smell, and the odor is so foul that you can't dive near it. But otherwise, it wouldn't be an issue. A reich rash ain't like a mahu. A reich rash, we spoke about before, the idea of, let's say, passing gas. There's no anchor there. What's the lacha? Amalu. Asu chazu hanitzifi to be rav. Go look at these mats in the base medrash. Tani ganu vavi garsi. You have some talmidim sitting and learning this medrash, while others are dozing off for a nap. And the derech is when someone dozes for a nap, he may pass gas. And it doesn't stop all those from learning. So we see a reich. Shein le'ikr is not an issue for learning Torah. It says the Gemara of Hani Milu B'Divrei Torah, Taka, it's dafka by learning Torah. We're saying it's not considered a concern. Avo b'kriyishma lo'i, for saying kriyishma, it would be it would be a problem. The reason is, by the way, because for Kriyishma, just get up and leave the room. If you have to say Kriyishma, go to a different space. Why do you have to say Kriyishma? To leave the base of Medrash where you're learning that you don't have to do. But for Kriyishma, you have an easy option. Therefore, it's a problem. And even by different Torah, it's only mutter if his friend passes gas, he doesn't have to leave where he's learning, he can sit and continue learning. But if it's his own, if it came from himself, then over there, even if it's from himself, he would have to wait till the smell goes away to continue learning. Itmar. Tzaya veris. What if Tzaya is passing by? Tzaya is passing by. Someone's carrying Tzaya and it's in a kli and it's passing by him. Let us say Shema while it's in his presence, or do we say it's not an issue because it's passing by? Or do we say the Maisa right now, this moment, it's not Machanech Kadosh? Abay Amar, Mutu Kuskiyishma, Rav Amar, Asu Kuskiyishma, Machalik is Bayam Rav Amar Bayam, Rami Nila. How do I know that's okay? It's not because we learned by Tumas Mitzayra, we learned as follows. Hatame Aimab Itachazil. If a Tame person in Mitzayra is under the tree, Vatar Aver, and the Torah person passes by, Tame, he becomes Tame. The Torah person was stationary there and the Torah passed by underneath, the Tuma is fills up the whole area, and the Torah person becomes Tameh. However, if a Torah person is under the tree, and the Tameh, if a Tameh is passing by, the person who is Torah, he remains Torah. If, however, the person passing by stops, then he becomes tummy. Similarly, if you have a stone that has tsaras, and again, if the stone is stationary under the tree, then the guy who walks by, if he's tar, he becomes tummy. If the stone is passing by, then the person does not become tummy unless he stops. So Abaye said, you can say Krishma because you see something that's passing is different than something that's stationary, and therefore you would be able to say Krishma when the tzaya is averis, as opposed to if it's stationary. The first just point out, by the way, this is stafka by tzaras. Had it been, Rashi says, had it been, because the din of tzaras, we'll be quoting next line of the Gemara, gives off tumma if it's meshavai, if it's your dwelling. If you're dwelling together with the tzaras, you become tame. Whereas by tumas mace, it could be just a regular ayel if you're under the same roof. Even if you're not dwelling there, it gives off tumma, so over there you wouldn't have the skula. Even if you just pass by momentarily, you still become tame. Okay. Rav Amlach, Rav's Rav can answer. L'chayr, it's a good taina. You see, passing by is not the same as standing, so passing by should be okay for Krishma if you say Averis. Rav Amlach, Rav will tell you, Hasam, Kavus, Tatai Milsa. Over there, you need Kvias, like we really just spoke out. The Mitzvah has to dwell outside the Machna. So it's a lesson of dwelling where it gives off Tumma. Over here, the Gabi Krishma, the reason why you can't say Shema next to Tzayah is because your Machna, where your Davi has to be Kaddish. Valeka, as long as there's excrement in his Machna at any point, even if it's just passing by, it's still a steward to being Kaddish, and therefore one can't say Shema. So Rav says, basically, you can't compare all cases. Over here, passing by is an issue. Over there, it's totally indwelling, and passing by is not an issue. Amar Papa. Pichazir, the mouth of a pig, which rolls in tzaya, could say a verse time. He says it in, like passing tzaya, because it's always assumed that the mouth has tzaya in it. Marsha Pshit is Pashat. Of course, what's the Chiddush? Even if this chazir is coming up from the water, so he may have thought his mouth is clean, as a din, the mouth has a din, it perpetually has tzaya on it, and is the din of tzaya a verse. Could be also the first to begin, it could be this idea we'll have later in the staff, actually, on a base of Graf Sharei. Something that's designated to always be a vessel to contain garbage, to contain dung, has a din. Even when it's empty, it still is a problematic. That's the mouth of a pig, has a din of a graf sharei. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda gives that explanation. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Safik tzaya asura, a safik of tzaya makes it asur to say krishma. Safik meriglaim b'tar, a safik of meriglaim is mutter. The simple understanding is because tzaya is a daraisa, it's a problem, it's a biblical issue, whereas safik daraisa with a chumra, whereas Meraglayim is only rabbinic. We'll see there is a case Meraglayim where it's really a problem, but for the most part, Meraglayim is only rabbinic, and therefore you can be makel by a suffix. A suffix say in the house is mutter because you can assume, is likely not say in the house. Be ashba asura. But a suffix say by the ashba is asura because you have to be concerned that there probably is. If you're misupic, there's a good chance there is saya by the ashba. Whereas suffix Meraglayim, I feel that ashba mutarim. A suffix Meraglayim, even by the ashba, is going to be mutter because misupic, you're not going to be concerned. Suffix like Yadav Nuna because he holds like this member of so here's what explaining that Meir Glaim is only Darabanan. The Isser of davening near Meir Glaim is specifically while the stream of urine is happening. That's when that's when it would be a problem. In one pasuk it says you should take it out to the machna. One pasuk says you should cover with a shovel. Okay, it's you take it out to the machna, you're covering with the shovel inside the machna. Okay, it's a kamik dalem, kamik tanim. It depends if it's kamik tanim. Ketalim taka should be taken out, whereas ketanim can remain here. Ketanim, the point is, once it's in the ground, once it's out of the body, it's not considered a problem. A stira to vayimachakadosh. So the whole din of ketanim is rabbinic again, except for when he's actually urinating. So alma ketanim lestera el kegam avad. ketanim, it's only us and Torah when the stream is happening. And therefore, a suffix that there may be ketanim around is a suffix darbanan. It's okay, says the Gemara, but the Gemara doesn't say the words I just said. I just said suffix darbanan lekula. The Gemara elaborates a little more. Look, the Gemara says, hanafala ara. If it falls to the ara, once it falls to the ground, shari, it's mutter. Really, Minatar is mutter. Rabbanu the guys with Rabbanu Gaizbu that it's usher. The he goes Rabbanu, when the Rabbanu Gaizbu Vaday, I was saying like Gazer. When the Rabbanu Gaizbu, the Gaizbu Vaday, not Pesafik. Yes, I think it's Rabbi Yashiv. Why does the Gemara have to make such a riches? Just say, it's a Dinder Rabbanu and Safdar Rabbanu Lakula. We say, it's a, in this case, it's Rabbanu and the Rabbanu weren't Gaizer in such a case. Every Safdar Rabbanu goes to Kula. Answer Rabbi Yashiv, beautiful terrace that we find in Safdar Beitza, that by a Safdar Rabbanu, even by Safdar Rabbanu, if it's Dabishesh Matir, if there's going to be a Heter, in the near future, you're not allowed to rely on Safik Darabana Lakula. So here too, just wait till it dries, go to a different spot. There's a heter, there's another way to do this without being Samech on Safik Darabana Lakula. We have to say that no, there are Bana weren't even guys here in the first place, but not relying on Safik Darabana Lakula. We're saying there are Bana weren't guys in such a scenario to begin with. Let's say this till now, we're talking about case of a Safik, if there's Meriglaim there. What if it's Vadi Meriglaim there? Ad Kama. How long do you have to wait till it's going to be mutter? I'm reading the Meshmul, cause Mashmat Pichin, as long as it's moist enough that whatever it touches, it'll give off moisture, it's a problem. As long as it makes something else moist, that's the problem. That's the urine still present and you can't dive in there. The same sheet again. He says a stronger madrega. So long as the Rishim's nicker, meaning even if there's dries and it's not able to make other things wet, if it's still nicker, it's discernible the outline of where the urine was, that's also problematic. The master should forgive Gneva, meaning once it's crusted, once it's become like hard around the surface, it's already mutzavin in its vicinity. So certainly Meriglaim, once it's dried and it can no longer moisten, even if the presence is nicker, for sure should be mutter. So therefore he argues on that last sheet, the sheet of Gneva, that says as long as it's nicker, it's a problem. Why are you relying on this statement of Rav to say Lakula, to say that once it's by Tzaya, once it gets crusted, it's mutter, and therefore he's saying a ray against Geneva. Rely on this other member of Rav, Amarav, Tzaya feel kacharis asura. We have a member the other way that even if it's Tzaya is like earthenware, it's like brittle, like earthenware, it's dried out, it's still also say Krishma, exactly opposite than just being karma paneh, the top of it being crusted. Even if it's through and through, it's earthenware, it's like earthenware, still it's going to be also say Krishma. Says the Gemara, and therefore, don't ask on Gneva. On the contrary, Gneva's din that the urine, as long as it's discernible, even if it's dry, is a problem, could still be in effect based on the other version of Rav's memra. So this madriga of Tzayt Kheris, that it's still going to be us according to the second version of Rav, what is that madriga? How moist is it? As long as when you throw it, it doesn't crumble, so it has a little bit of moisture, that's considered still Kheris, and that will still be us to daven. Once if you throw it, it crumbles, that's very dry enough that it will no longer have a din of Tzaya, and you can daven in front of it. But different madriga calls matcha gail of inefrechas. You roll in your finger and it doesn't crumble, so it has enough moisture that doesn't crumble while rolling the finger. That's still going to be tzaya that you have to be concerned with. That's called cheres. That's still a problem. If when you roll the finger it crumbles, then already it's tzaya you no longer have to worry about. I'm Ravina. Have a community by the Rav Yudah Medifti. I was sitting in front of Rav Yudah Medifti. Chazat tzaya, and he saw tzaya on the floor. Amrali said, "I need karma panei ilay. Check to see if the surface, if the outside got crusted or not." So we see here that as long as the outside got crusted, got dry, that's already enough. You don't need to have this. That was the light. Much lighter madrega of in the name of Rav. That's enough. You don't have to wait for it to become even like Cheres. Some say he said the following: Ayn imapalya apili. So this is a little bit more madrega being dry. See if there's cracks in it. That's already drier than karma panea, but again, still not necessarily as dry as Cheres. My havila. So the shaila is, what's the bottom line? What's the psak in this matter? Rashi seems to say this ma'avila is going on urine, on Meir Glayim, but the Marsha says, lav davka, because it's very clear for the next Gemara, it's very, pretty clear, we're focused on tzaya as well. Itbar. Tzaya kheres, if tzaya is dry, brittle, like earthenware, amemar masura, amemar says, it's still us to say kriyishma in that status. Masura says, as that madrega, it's already mutter. Amarava v'hilchasa, Tzaya kecheres asur meglam kol mashmat pichim. Rabbi says halacha is tzaya if it's dry to the madriga of earthenware, it's still asur to say kriyishma umir glayim. But by urine, it's also kol mashmat pichim. So long as it's damp enough to make anything something else that it touches to make it wet, that's a problem. But if it's still itself moist, but it won't make something that touches it won't have liquid on it, won't have moisture, then already it's dry enough and that's okay. Meisvei. Ask the more question on Rava, Lagabi Meriglayim. Meriglayim, Kos Mashmat Picham Asurim, Nivla Yavshim Batarim. It says in this price of Meriglayim, as long as it gives off moisture, it's Usur. But if to say Krishma, but if it's absorbed in the ground, or dried out, evaporated, then it's Mutter. My love, the nivlu dimi the yavshu. Nivlu yavshu means the same thing. My yavshu dimi shum nicker. Yavshu is mashma, totally evaporated, dried out. It doesn't exist. And there's not even rishum nicker. Af nivlu dimi shum nicker. So to rishum is so my case where it's not nicker, meaning you tell me that as long as it doesn't make something else moist, it's not matbichim. You let us say krishma. Here seems to be that it has to be fully dried out and not even noticeable, not discernible in the ground. Says the Gemara, make a diak. Harishum nicker aser. But if Rishim's nicker, if it's noticeable where it was, even though it can't give off moisture, it should still be a problem, not like Rav's Psak. Ask the Gemara back, I don't understand. The first words of the Brisa was, Meraglaim calls much matbichim aser, it's only aser when it gives us moisture. Emeresha calls much matbichim aser, who does aser? Make a dik the other way. Only as long as it gives off moisture, it's aser. However, Shum and Nikah Shari, but if it's discernible in the ground, it's noticeable where it was, but it doesn't give off moisture, that will still be mutter. So from the ratio, the deek is that Rishum and Nikr is mutter. From the safe of the deek is Rishum and Nikr is usr. El mehalek the mashmini. So we have a brisa, we have conflicting mashmini. You can't be in right one way or another, and you certainly can't ask the question on Rava from that brisa. Lamek tonight. Let's say this question about whether the urine is discernible or not, whether that's a problem. When the urine is discernible, when that's a problem for Saint Krishma, is Machlekes Tanaim. Why? Because the price as follows. Klisha Nishmachu Menu Mayim Meklayim. A kli from which urine spilled out. Astukus Krishma Kanek. You can't daven Krishma opposite Umeraglayim. Asman Nishin Nishmachu. You can't daven next to this kli. This kli is a kli that's used to hold urine all the time. And therefore, the kli, even though the urine's not in there right now, is still problematic. Umeraglayim Atzman Shinishmachu. If you have urine itself that's spilled out. So what's the status? That's my Irish question over here. Nivlu Mutif is absorbed in the ground. It's Mutif. If it wasn't absorbed, you cannot say Krishma. Basically, as long as it gives off moisture, you can't say Krishma. Once it doesn't give off moisture, you can say Krishma. Now let's understand what's going on. What's the machlokes is? My nivlu, my lay nivlu. The comment Tanakam. When the Tanakam says nivlu or not nivlu, what does he mean? Elim nivlu de matpichim. If nivlu just means it's absorbed to the extent that it won't give off moisture. And lay nivlu means matpichim. It's not absorbed, means it still gives off moisture. Vasar basic memer, cause mashmatichim basically came along to say, it's telling you whether it gives off moisture or not, matpichim, with the usar. Well, guess what? Harishim and Nikashari. Rav Mechon is just saying that if it's nicker in the ground, it's still mutter, it's totally giving off moisture. But that's the way you touch the Tanakama. How does Tanakama? You just touch the Tanakama, then Nivlu's also whether or not it gives off moisture. So if that's touch the Tanakama, there's no machlaikas. Ella, you know what the machlaikas is? Nivlu in the Tanakama is the Emishim and Nikar. When he says Nivlu, he means it's absorbed to the extent where it's not even discernible. And that's okay for Kriyishma. Lay Nivlu means to Shum and Nikar, it was absorbed, but the Rishim still Nikar, it's still noticeable. Vasar based the memory came along to say, so long as it gives off moisture, it's Asr. Shari, but if it's discernible, it's mutter. So even Kishmak Machlekes, Tanakam was saying it's not good enough that it no longer gives us moisture. Has to be that's not even discernible. And I basically came along to say that no. As long as it doesn't give off moisture, even if it's discernible, it's still mutter. Shema. So our Machlekes about whether it has to be Rishum Nikar, whether it can be Rishum Nikar or not, is Machlekes Tanayim. Says the Gemara, which is a little bit shver that Amaram are dealing with this discussion. It's already Machlekes Tanayim. Lai to Kulam Kos Machmet Bichmud Aser. I'll tell you that both Tanayim here agree as long as it gives off moisture, it's going to be Aser. And Har Rishum Nikar Shari. And if it's discernible, that alone is not going to be a problem. It's going to be mutter. So what's the machlekes? Machlekes is how much moisture does I have to give off? If I touch something, it makes me wet. Fine. Does it have to be wet enough that if I touch something else, let's say I touch with my right hand, and my right hand then goes and touches my left hand will also be wet. There's different levels of wetness. There's a little madriga of wetness where it just makes the first thing that it touches wet, but the first thing that it touches will not make the second thing wet. Or there's a madriga that the first thing it touches will make the second thing that touches wet as well. That's the machlokes Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi and that Braisa, how wet it is. But both agree, I'll tell you that even if it's discernible, once it's not making wet, even if it's discernible, it's not a problem saying Kriyishma. It's just a machlokes, how wet does it have to be to not be able to say Kriyishma? Does it have to make two items wet? Or is it enough that it only makes one item wet? That's the machlokes, not related to the machlokes of our Amaram. Yarad Lutpo, we said in the Mishnah, if he goes down into the mikvah and he's unable to get up before his man Kriyishma, if he's able to come out and get dressed before Nates, then he should. If not, say it in the mikvah. Fekta Mar Lematana Stamach Kirab Lazar. L'chair, till Nates, we said you let us say Kriyishma till the end of 3 hours, unless you go like Rabbi Eliezer to Amar Anetzachamu, says that this man Kriyishma is taken till Anetzachama. Answer the Gemara, no. A few times, Rabbi Shua, Vidilma Kivasiki. We're going like Rabbi Shua says, you let us say Kriyishma till the 3 hours. However, our mission is referring to those who acted like the Vasikin, the devoted ones used to daven, Damar Bechanan, Vasikin, and Gemma Maisam Anetzachama. Vasikin used to finish Shema with Anetzachama. So, took my person who his anhaga was to be Vasikin, so he's let us say Kriyishma as such in the word. It's interesting because they used to say Kriyishma Vasikin and then say Shema and say Shema right afterwards at Nates. This fellow is still in the water. L'chari, he has problems. He can't do that. But at least to say Kriyishma, Rabbi Vazikin, is still a Mila, even if he's not going to get the Shemoneh Esrei at at Nates. Vim lav, we said in the Mishnah, if not, he's chasmayim v'yikra, he should cover himself up with water. If he has no time to get dressed, cover himself with water and say kriyashma. If I really bris erva, very nice, he has water to his neck. So his head's not seeing the erva. But his heart is seeing the erva. Tosfos jumps in and says, you see from the lusters of our question, at this point, even though we had earlier already in yesterday's daf, and we discussed earlier that this madamar, it says, liberes erva is a machlaikis, and our Gemara is going to come up again today's daf. But the default position of the Gemara is, liberes erva is yes a problem. Even though Tosfos Rashi's Einikol seems to say maybe not, but the default position is that liberes erva would yes be a problem. We'd be concerned. Amar Blazer v'itema revacha bar abba amar vacha b'shem rabbeinu b'mayim machurim b'shanu. Talking about cloudy waters, waters that aren't clear. So liberes not rice erva. The damel about karab smichta. It's similar to thick ground. Shlayira yira liber ervasai. Again, that the heart will not see. The heart will not see the erva. Now the mice again. Just to remind ourselves, we said a chiluk early in the daf between davening shemir esrei and between Shema, that for Shemir Esrei you need even more. So we actually have that. Shuming Amil, the Gemara tells us the Shabbos Daf Lama Gimel, for davening seemingly for Shemir Esrei, that's when he got out of the cave, when he was buried in the cave all the way. He didn't get out of the cave, but he's buried, he used to bury himself, him and his son buried himself in the earth in order that the clothing shouldn't wear out all day. And just for davening, they'd get up and get dressed. It seems like for davening, there's a concern, even for Kriya Shema L'chara, it wouldn't have that same concern. Unless you say they did it for Krishma as well, but the Pashtas, if I remember correctly, is Daf Krishma Esrei. Shmona Esrei is a higher madrig of concern, like I spoke at earlier. Tana Rabbana, Mayim Tzlulim, water that's clear, Yeshav Bem Ad Zavar Vikur. You can sit in the water up to his neck and say Krishma. Yeshav Machurim Eichrim Bragle. Some say no, he has to kick the ground, the earth, to make the waters cloudy in order to be able to say Krishma. Tana Kama, who says it could be clear water, Hare Libra is Erva. The heart is certainly seeing the Erva, even if you say the water is a separation between the head and the body, but the heart is covered in the same clear water. It's seeing the erva, says the Gemara, and Chami, Kasafik Libra's erva, Mutter. Again, he goes like the opinion, he holds that Libra's erva is Mutter, like we spoke at just a few moments ago from Tosfos, that our Gemara takes off a grant that's a problem, but clearly there's an opinion that says that it's not a problem. Says the Gemara, what about the Akavi, his heel? Isn't there an issue that his heel is seeing the erva? Says Marcus of Akavaris Erva, Mutter. Heels as well. Tanakama holds that the heel seeing the Erva also not a problem, even though the water is clear and the heel has a direct line of vision to the Erva, not a problem. You don't have to make the water cloudy in order to say Shema Itmar. Akavaris Erva, Mutter. If the heel sees the Erva, that's Mutter. Noiga, however, if the heel is touching the Erva, Abaya Maras, Abaya says over there, it's also Rava Mutter. Rava says even there, even if the heel is touching the Erva, it's Mutter. Rav Zvid Maslach Hashmait Lahakim, Zvid said the conversation the way we just said it. Rav Chirna Bredev Ika Maslach, he said no, the following way. Noiga Divya Kalasar. If the heel is touching the Erva, then everyone agrees, even Rav agrees it's Asar. Raya is where the Machlaik is. Raya, if the Erva sees the heel, Abaya says that too is Asar, Abaya Maasar. And Rava Mutter, Rava says no, that's Mutter. Why Lenin? Because Eilu never safe. The Torah wasn't given to Machasharis. The heel seeing the erva is not going to be an issue. Vilchasa and the lachatak is noiga aser. If the heel is touching the erva, it's aser. Right, if the heel can merely see the erva, there's nothing in between, but it's not touching, that's going to be mutter. Now the place can point out, when we talk about the heel touching the erva, it's not enough for the heel. If the erva is touching a different part of the body, let's say the way the person's sitting and the way his body is exposed, the erva, his male organ, is touching his leg, a different part of the body, that would also be a problem. It's not tough for the heel. If the erva is noiga, touching a different part of the body, that's a problem. Raya is not going to be a problem. Amarava. Saya bashashas. What if you have saya? You have this dung, the excrement in a closed clean. Mutta the kuskriyishma. You can say kriyishma against it. Erva bashashas also kuskriyishma connected. Whereas if it's erva and ashashas, then it's going to be usher. The point of here is we're talking about like a glass clay, so see through. And we're saying that when it's saya, and it's still, once it's contained, it's in a separate kli, it's not considered in your machan anymore, it's not considered a problem, and it's a non-issue. Whereas, so it's visible, but it's covered, not a problem. Whereas by erva, even though it's covered, so you may not have the issue of vaymachan hakadosh from a perspective of having erva in your vicinity because it's covered, but you have a new issue. The issue is that even though it's covered, in the sense that it's in a kli, it's still visible. And once it's visible, you have a problem with hirur. Because erva really has two problems. If there's erva in the place, even without hirur, there's a problem. You're not supposed to have in front of erva. There's no hirur necessarily with his own erva. But if his own erva is exposed, you still have a problem of erva being exposed. Separately, there's an issue by erva of hirur. So if there's an erva in the place, even though if it's covered up by a kli, but if the kli is see-through, then you still have a problem of, you're still going to have a problem of hirur. Agav, very interesting, Ravad Yosef discusses that a television in a room once davening, when a television's on, there is things that are considered erva there, davish of erva, which one's not allowed to see. So if during one wants to daven in a room when there's a television playing, there could be a problem of erva bashashas. It's a problem of hearer. It's not a problem of actual erva there, obviously, but it's a problem of erva bashashas. You could say even there it's even less. It's one madrig less because it's not even a real erva. Nothing's in the screen itself. It's just a picture. There's nothing in the screen itself. As opposed to in our case, the erva is really here. It's just contained in a kli. Over there, the erva is not in the kli. The erva is not on the TV. It's just a display of erva. But okay, but the Maaser of Rav Yosef wants to say that that would be a case of erva bashashas, and it would be us to say krishma connected it. Tzaya bashashas, mutalikus krishma connected. The Gemara explains. Tzaya bashashas, you can say krishma, tzaya, because of Tali Milsa. Tzaya is a matter of being covered. Hamachasin is covered. Erva bashashas, usalikus krishma connected. Why? For a year b'chayr v'zavar, like we spoke out, there's a problem of not seeing erva z'davar v'chana. V'akam z'chaz, you shouldn't see a matter of erva, and you still see the matter of erva is still seen. This actually was even stronger than what we said. We were saying if there is the problem of a hearer, the chayr is even more than that. The pasuk saying la'yir l'cha, I mean, could be that's the pshat in the pasuk, but it's really a pasuk. The pasuk says la'yir l'cha, and la'yir means as long as you can see it's a problem, even if it's covered. So it's you know even more clear in the pesukim than just the svara that we said. Amar Abaye, tzaya kol shu, if you have a drop amount of tzaya, a tiny amount, mevala barek, just cover with spit and it's fine. Amar Rava, uvreik avav. It's got to be like thick spit. It can't just be like wet, like watery spit. It's got to be thick. Amar Rava, tzaya beguma, if it's tzaya in a hole in the ground, no problem. Aneich san le'alev, a kerek yishma. Step on it with your sandal, cover the hole in the ground, and once you cover the hole, you can say kerek yishma, it's covered. By my bered ravina, this is unfortunately a case that happens in people's shoes. If there's tzaya on the bottom of the shoe, or bottom of the sandal, what's the halacha? If it's attached to the sandal, it's supposed to be covering the hole, and tzaya's in the hole, that we're saying is okay. Over here, the tzaya's on the sandal itself. Is that an issue? Or that's also going to be okay, and your sandal that it's attached to is also covering it, and therefore it's fine. Take it, we leave it as a shayla. Amar vida. Ayvik chavim aram aser, liquids kriyish bakanegde. And Ayvik chavim was undressed, it's aser kriyish bakanegde. The Ayvik chavim, my Ayvik chavim, a few tsunami. Why are you saying dafka by a guy who's undressed? Any yid, anyone who's undressed, he can't say kriyish bakanegde. The Mar says avada. He saw pshitilate aser. Avada by Yisrael's pasha is aser, because erva stavar. Ela Ayvik chavim, it's okay, the chidish of Ayvik chavim. Maltem, asher besar chamarim besarim. We compare the flesh of a donkey. Amik chamar abalmu, maybe it's like an animal. And therefore, just like you could have in front of an animal, it's undressed, so too, a guy's undressed, it's fine. Kamash Malan, that is still concerned. Dinanami ikra erva, that even by the guy is called erva tichsev, ve erva savim leiro. By a guy also, is nakedness is considered an erva, and therefore it's problematic to say kriyishma in the presence of even an undressed guy. Vleis chasale mayim harav le mayim mishri, said the Mishnah, one should not cover himself with waters that are foul waters or waters that we use to soak flax in, because those waters give off a bad smell and they're foul. So the Lashon HaMishnah was until you put water into it. Sounds like you put a little water into it, it dilutes it. The Marsha says, "Kama Maya Rami Vazel." How much water are you going to put into dilute that stage, that status? It's going to take a ton of water. It doesn't make sense. El Hachi Gamar. The Marsha says the Mishnah is kind of a chesur mechzer almost. You cannot cover oneself for kriyishma purposes in these foul waters. Or in these cloudy waters, okay, but foul-smelling waters, or mimishra waters, the flax-soaked waters, are no good. Umei raglayim is the new din now, and if you have a kli that has meraglayim in it, achet osechem mayim. If there's a kli that has a little bit of urine in it, then you have to put some mayim into it, v'yikra, then you can say krishma if you dilute some water. Tanna Barna the Mark explains what the amounts of water is when you're diluting urine. Kamiyat osechem mayim, how much water do you have to put into this? Kol shu, even a drop? Rav Zakim Revius, Zakim says, you have to put a revius of water into it. Amar Rachman, Machalik is a slave. This Machalik says, once the urine's ready in the kli, is it good enough to dilute it with a drop of water, or do you need a revius? Av betchil kol shkin, if you're putting water into the kli prior to the kli, contained to someone urinating into the kli, so there's water there prior, and you want to put water there to prevent it from getting a status of a place you can't daven. So a drop of water is certainly sufficient if it's put initially. There's no machlekes. How machlekes is only afterwards. That's the first version of this machlekes. Rabbeis, that's from Nachman. Rabbeis Swami argues says no. On the contrary, machlekes achzila. The machlekes whether you do a revius or a drop is dafka if you put the water before the urine. Aval say if the urine's already there, devar kol revius. Everyone who is in a revius. Bring me a revius of water to pour into the kli, like Rav Zakkai, these machmek Rav Zakkai, that you need a revius and not a kol shein. Tanorban. Graf Sharei for Avit Shomer Glaim. Graf Sharei is basically a pail, a pot that's used consistently for relieving oneself, for excrement, or a pot that's used for Merglaim. Or I should say a pot which has Shomer Glaim, has Merglaim in it. You can't say Kushma connected it. Even though right now they're empty, these pots. But a pot that's designated to always have excrement or Merglaim in it, is a problem. Meraglaim atzman atchi atlo seichan mayim the kam yatlo seichan kolshu Rav Zakeh Amar Rvius, and meraglaim itself when there's meraglaim in any kli, not a designated kli, which we're saying is always going to be usher. In any kli when there's meraglaim, you can dilute it by putting some water. How much? Tanakama says a kolshu, and Rav Zakeh says you need to put in a Rvius to dilute it. Beilif Rebbe Ben Nachum Yitzchak Price continues and says this halacha applies whether this kli is in front of the bed or behind the bed. No, it depends. If it's behind the bed, meaning the bed is in between the beds like a chasitza, then it's okay to say Kriya Shema. If it's in front of the bed, no chasitza, then you cannot say Kriya Shema. But he has to still distance himself for Amos away and then say Kriyishma. Says no. Even if the house is 100 amas wide, he has an area of 100 amas, he cannot say Kriyishma until he completely removes it from the house, from that the big room or the area. But we're talking about the house, but it's open. If it's a different room, it's not a problem. Or he puts it under a bed. He has to either put it on the bed or he has to move it out of this massive room, even if it's 100 amas big. You cannot just move away 4 amas and have it be sufficient. So again, the bed seems to be, it would be a separation. But if the bed's not separating, then you have to move 4 amas away according to Reb Shimon and Gamil. Reb Shimon Lazar already says, no, it's got to be covered or out of the room totally. Ibailu. Hechi Gamer. When Reb Shimon Gamil says he has to move 4 amas away, what does that mean? Achar mita kara miyad doesn't mean if it's on the other side of the bed, he could say Shema right away. Lefnei mita mechama amas ukayre, which is the way we touched it. But if it's in front of the bed, it's on the same side of him, he has to move away 4 amas and then can say Kriya Shema. Idum hachamar. Achar mita mechama amas ukayre, lefnei mita nekara klal. Or maybe, here's a new touch that we were saying in the Shingu Mil Shita was, that when it's on the other side of the bed, you still have to make sure you're 4 amas away. Not good enough if it's on the other side of the bed. You need to be on the other side of the bed plus 4 amas. But if it's on the same side of the bed as him, and there's nothing, no hefzik, then Shingu Mil is saying that you can't say Shema at all. If it's on the other side of the bed, he could say Kriya Shema right away. If it's on the same side of the bed, you have to mark it 4 amas. Rashi Gamil says, I feel bad. Now notice the sheets are flipped. What we were saying before from Shimon Lazar is now Rashi Gamil and vice versa. Rashi Gamil Aimer, I feel bias may ama. Even if the 100 amas big, shouldn't say Kriya Shema until you either take it out of the room or put it under the bed. But over here, we see very clearly that it was black and white, that when it's on the other side of the bed, you can say Kriya Shema right away. When it's on the same side of the bed, this Tanakhama is saying that you can just move away 4 amas, and that's good, which is the way we touched it before, that even when it's on the same side of you as the bed, there's no chatzitza, 4 amas is enough space. And Rav Shimon, the next seat, came on target, say no, it needs to be covered or out of the room. Now the Mar just bothered, they go, very good. You answered the Shaila of what Tanakhama held, but you mixed up who's who. The Tanakhama in our version is flipped with the other version. It says, Mar Bayan Ifshdilan, Masis Kashadadi, where Rav Shimon Rav Shimon says here, Rav Shimon Gamil says there, Rav Shimon Gamil says here, Rav Shimon says there. They flip shitas. Gemara says right, Epech was Raisa. Flip the second Raisa and make the Tanakam Rav Shimon Gamil and Rav Shimon Gamil the second shita. Maichaz Efchus Raisa, Efchus Raisa. Why is skipping flipping the second Raisa? Flip the both Raisas. Flip the first Raisa. Says Gemara, Man Shamlei Damar Kulab Ayis Kar Bamas. Because we know elsewhere is shita that the whole house is like Kar Bamas is Rav Shimon Gamil. It's Rav Shimon Gamil's shita. So if I have one shita that's worried about the being 4 amas away is not sufficient, the entire house, even 100 amas, is still a problem. It makes sense to say it's Shimon Lazar, who elsewhere says that the entire house has a din of 4 amas. The Rashi says it's not clear where the Gemara says that Shimon Lazar has such a source that the whole house is 4 amas, but we do find this concept legabe tisadayim in the morning that a person is supposed to wash this down before walking 4 amas, and Mishmur brings it. There's a shita that says that the entire house has a din of 4 amas. He shouldn't be saying on it, but there is such a shita. L'maisa the later place, I think Rabbi Yashiv or Shem Zaman said that. When we talk about the entire house being for amas, that was only said, again, in an open area, one room. But to go from once you're out of that room, then for sure, even in the Mishabur's Kula, it doesn't have a din of for amas, the entire house, only that room, which would essentially take away any maila, because most people don't have a sink in their bedroom. The whole maila is that they're going out of their bedroom into a hallway, or somewhere into a washroom, into another room, to the sink. And saying the whole house is for amas was the Kula. Once you're saying out of that room, anyways, not for amas, would l'chari take away that Kula regardless. Amar Beisif. By my name, Ravuna, I ask Ravuna the following shalos. You know what? Let's hold off on this. We'll pick this up tomorrow.